Chapter 19.
I can't believe it, said Florentina. I never thought it would happen. What wonderful news! But what made him change his mind?
He's not getting any younger, said Catherine Kane, her voice crackling over the phone. And he's frightened that if he and Richard don't patch up their differences soon, he'll retire from Leicester's without a son on the board. He also believes that the man most likely to succeed him in the chair is Jake Thomas. Mr. Thomas is only 2 years older than Richard, and he certainly won't want a younger man, especially a Kane, in the boardroom. I wish Richard were at home, so I could tell him the news. But since he's been promoted head of the overseas department, he rarely gets back before 7. He'll be so pleased. I'll try not to show how nervous I am about meeting your husband, said Florentina.
Not half as nervous as he is about meeting you. But have no fears, my dear. He's preparing the fatted calf for his prodigal son. Have you heard anything from your father since I last spoke to you?
No, nothing. I fear there's never going to be a fatted calf for the prodigal daughter.
Don't give up. Something may yet arise to make him see the light. We'll put our heads together when you come to New York.
I'd love to believe it was still possible for Papa and Mr. Kane to be reconciled, but I've almost given up hope.
Well, let's be thankful that one father has at least come to his senses, said Catherine. I'll fly out to see you and fix up all the details.
How soon can you come?
I could get away this weekend.
When Richard came home that evening, he was overjoyed by the news, and once he'd finished reading the next chapter of Winnie the Pooh to his son, he settled down to listen to the details of his mother's news.
We could go to New York around November, said Richard.
I'm not sure I can wait that long.
You've waited for over 6 years.
Yes, but that's different.
You always want everything to have happened yesterday, Jesse. That reminds me, I read your proposal for the new store in San Diego.
And?
Basically, the idea makes a lot of sense. And I approve.
Good heavens! What next? I never thought I'd hear such words from you, Mr. Kane.
Now hold on, Jesse. It doesn't get my wholehearted support, because the one part of your expansion program I don't understand is the necessity to employ your own designer.
That's easy enough to explain, said Florentina.
Although we now have 5 shops, my expenditure on buying clothes remains as high as 40% of turnover. If my own models were designed for me, I'd have 2 obvious advantages. First, I could cut down my immediate expenditure, and second, we would be continually advertising our own product.